Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Praise the name of the Lord. We're excited today because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, because when the Lord makes a day, He's willing to help you in every aspect of it and bring to pass what you need to get through that day. So we're just thankful for His goodness, and we're appreciative to be here tonight, and we want to be able to worship God tonight and just release ourselves into His presence and then what He has for us. So let's just step into a time of worship and rejoicing in God.
We're ready to worship this evening.
Won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better.
nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Jesus. Nothing, nothing is better than you. Tell him one more time. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Jesus. Nothing, nothing is better than you. There is nothing.
Will sing, rain. shout praise.
This is your breath in our arms, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our arms, so we pour out our praise to you only. Changeable story, how you came down, lay down your life for the ones that you love. Led to the cross, broken and torn, your blood was poured out. Redemption was born. Sin in it was done. Your breath filled my lungs. His power saved. There is healing in your name. There is freedom. Jesus, your love is nowhere. As there is power to save, there is healing in your name. There is freedom from the grave. Jesus, your love. Yeah.
Declare it over you all night long, but you got to do it for yourself.
Fear and doubt. Guilt and shame. Fear and doubt. Guilt and shame.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Fear and doubt, no more, no more. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We're thankful to be here tonight and thankful for his goodness and his grace and his mercy that touches our life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you guys can see that I'm on my own tonight, so keep Pastor Regina up in prayer. And we're just going to go ahead and make a couple announcements. I think that out there on the welcome desk, there are some sign-up sheets. And I want to remind you, everybody, that on October 8th, we are having a harvest party for here at the church. So make sure that you sign up for that so we know about how many people are coming. And then we have our next step sheet out there for you to sign up for if you're new and you want to give you the next level and the next steps and look at membership. We have that sign up out there for you. And then there is a sign up sheet for the ladies out there for your upcoming Christmas party and all that kind of stuff that you'll be involved in so that you guys can get a start on that and get that going out there. So that's all good stuff. And so I guess at this time, I'm going to go ahead and release the children to go to children's church. I'm sure they're going to have a good time back there with Pastor Jared and the team. And so that will be good. And then we're going to go ahead and take up offering in tonight. We're just going to take up offering based on the fact that you guys know why you give and how to give and what we give for. And that we are giving people because the Lord asks us to be giving people. And we want to take on his nature and we want to be as he is. And so we're going to ask Brother Brian, you might have to help us tonight with the offering buckets. Yeah, go ahead and bring them up and then I'll pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, tonight as we take up offering, God, we just ask you to bless the people, Father God. We thank you that you rebuke the devourer on our behalf, God. And Lord, that you protect our seeds, both of our field and our home, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, God. And as we get this opportunity to give, we're just thankful for it. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, tonight I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the miraculous and what God can do in our lives, and especially in this time in which we're living. This is a time where we want to make sure as believers that we are staying the course in our relationship with God, that no matter what's going on around us and no matter what we're hearing in the world, we want to make sure that we're keeping God in the forefront of our life and in the forefront of our hearts and what we're in pursuit of. And one thing we know is that we want to stick with the Word of God. Hallelujah. We want to stick with what God has to say to us and about us and over us, and that no matter what's coming out, no matter what people are teaching today, the one thing we know is that the Word of God reigns over everything, and we just want to keep it in the forefront of our hearts. And I just want to start here in John 10:10. It says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." So one thing I want you to realize is that we do have an actual foe. His name is Satan, and he is real, and he does come to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's constantly trying to add pressure to our life. But I thank God that the Lord says, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." So one thing we want to make sure that we do is that we line up with Jesus and we stay within the guidelines of our Lord, because that's where we know and that's how we know that we will always be where the life of God is, that we keep Jesus in the forefront of our lives and in searching for him and in letting him be a part of who we are today. And we want to make sure that we are always honoring God and that we keep him out in front of us, because he says that he is our rescuer. And in Psalms 91:14, it says, "Because he has set us his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And the Lord gives you a promise there that he will be your deliverer and your rescuer when times are tough. And in today's world, this is definitely where we want to make sure that we're keeping our heart focused on God, knowing that our God is a rescuer and a deliverer, and that he will bring us out of every situation, and that he plans on being with us through thick and thin, and that he's going to just be a miraculous touch to our lives. So we're going to look here at some situations in the Bible, and we're just going to look at how God brought solutions to people that were in need. And so we're just going to look here in the book of Mark, chapter 10. And I'm going to look around verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he, Jesus, went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." I want you to know that sometimes when people tell you that, you shouldn't believe that, or, hey, that's not good or something, sometimes you need to cry out even more so and make sure that your prayers are going up to God. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. I think it's important to note that during this time that he came to the Lord, that back in those days, beggars and people that were blind and people that were lame would wear clothes that could let them be begging out in front of places. So I think it's interesting that even before he received his healing, he casted his garment away that earmarked him as blind, and he threw that to the side because he already let his faith start moving towards the Lord. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And what I want to say here is that it's time for us to remember that our God is the God of the impossible. Amen. And our God is the God of the miraculous. And sometimes we might forget when we are challenged with needs and with situations, we might forget in our prayers that the Lord is the God of the impossible. And it's time for us to be shaken and making sure that we remember that our God is the God that does the impossible, just like he did for blind Bartimaeus here. This man had been blind for his life and was sitting there. And I'm sure that after all of this time, he could have just stayed there thinking that there was no answer for him. But he reached out towards the Lord, and in reaching out, he immediately got his need met because Jesus is so faithful and so good to us. And I want us to know that this is how the Lord will do for each of us in our time of need. We're going to look here at Mark chapter 5, and I want to read to you something that I'm sure you've heard before, but we're going to go over it. And in Mark chapter 5, it says in verse 25, "And there was a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse." Now, the first thing I want to say is that when it comes to physicians and medicine, we're very thankful for these things. Amen? We're very thankful that by the grace of God, we have doctors, and we have great medicine, and we have those things that are just really good. But also, we want to be thankful that when they can't find the answer, at the end of medicine is the beginning of Jesus. Amen? Because it says that this woman toiled for 12 years with this thing, and she did not get better, but she grew worse. But when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her youth, of her blood, was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" I want you to know something tonight, that it does not matter how many people are making a request towards Jesus. Don't you ever forget that he's still going to be able to hear you. And this woman had all these people around about pressing into the Lord, but it did not make her touch towards him and her reach towards him insignificant. In fact, he was able to know exactly who it was, and he was able to know that he was touched specifically for a reason, even though there was many people around. And his disciples said unto them, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague." And what I want you to know is that tonight the Lord is looking for your faith to be released towards him. Amen? He's looking for your faith to be released towards him, because the Lord will use your faith to do something great and miraculous. Amen? And the Lord is just expecting you to be like this woman. It doesn't matter how many people are here on this earth. I want you to know that your faith is important to God, and what you do, God is going to hear. Amen? Just like he did for this woman, even though she was in a big crowd, and it did not matter how many other people had a request of Jesus, Jesus was aware of her need and what she needed. And I want you to know that Jesus is aware of you, he's aware of your needs, and he's aware of what you need, and he will touch you right where you're at. Amen? And we're just going to go on from here and read the next miracle that happened, because tonight that's what I'm focusing on, is the miraculous work that the Lord did while he was here on this earth, so that we know that he will do miracles for us. And it says, "While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, because he was already on his way to go pray for the daughter of a ruler back in those times." And so he was on his way to go pray for this daughter when this woman with the issue of blood came and touched him. And now we're getting back to that ruler that he was going to pray for her daughter. And look at the report that came forth. "While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, 'Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest the master any further?' As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, 'Be not afraid, only believe.'" I want you to know that in both of these instances of the woman, remember, her issue got worse before it got better. And here we see that this report of his daughter got worse before it got better. Sometimes just because your situation gets worse before you see an outcome, don't give up. Don't let your faith go. Just because times get rocky and get hard and we don't get an answer as quick as we thought we were going to get an answer, don't give up and don't let go, because the Lord is faithful. Amen? And the Lord said to him, "Be not afraid, only believe." And I'm telling you that tonight the Lord is telling us that no matter what's going on around about us, he does not want us to be afraid. He wants us to only believe. Amen? And this is a good saying for us in the world today in which we live. Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, "Why makest thee ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. Sometimes it's unbelievable. You know, it can get to the point where our circumstances look unbelievable, like they're unchangeable. But Jesus is going to come with the word of faith and with the word of knowledge that's going to help us. "But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was laying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, 'Talitha kumai,' which is being interpreted, 'Damsel, I say unto thee, arise.' And straightway the damsel rose and walked, for she was at the age of 12 years old. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that nothing should be given, that something should be given her to eat. I want you to know something, that Jesus wants to come right in the middle of what your situation is. And he wants you to know that no matter what your need is, he's the one who can help you. And so the Lord is saying to us tonight, be not afraid, only believe. No matter what you got going on and no matter what you have need of, be not afraid, only believe and make sure that you put your faith in Jesus, because he's going to help you and he's going to bring to pass what you need brought to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to take a look over here at another great time where the Lord moves in a great way in the Bible. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 13, verse 10. And this is a story where the Lord was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And I want you to see what happens when he's here. And it says in Luke 13, verse 10, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and it was bowed together and could in no wise lift her up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Wow. You talk about religious at its extreme. Here, this man knew that Jesus was able to heal and was willing to see people healed, just as long as it fit into how he wanted it done. And I tell you what, this is no way to approach God. Amen? When we come to the Lord, we need to be willing to submit to the way he does stuff and what he wants to do and when he wants to do. And this was part of the Lord straightening out the law at this time, because he wanted these guys to make sure that they were just willing to let him do what he wanted to do whenever he wanted to do it, even in the synagogue. Amen? The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from the bonds on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. And what I want you to know right here is that this, first of all, Jesus clarifies everything by saying this woman who's a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound. You know, he's putting it in us to know that that oppression and sickness and disease is not from the Lord. Amen? That clearly, if someone is bound and physically they're hindered on this earth, they're bound by Satan. Amen? And that the Lord is always working on their behalf to bring healing to this situation. And also, he wanted us to not be religious in our relationship with him and to have rules that would keep people from receiving him and being touched by him in the middle of situations where he should clearly be the one that we're leaning into and looking forward to. And I think the biggest thing here is that he wanted these people to know that Satan had this woman oppressed these 18 years. And he was here to make sure that she got set free. And I want each of us to know that Jesus is here to make sure that we get set free. Amen? Hallelujah. Now we're going to go over here and we're going to look at one more miraculous situation, because I think that it fits in well with everything that we got going on. Hallelujah. And it's going to be in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And then the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want you to know something tonight, that first of all, it does not matter what comes across our life. No matter what kind of storm would come across our life, the Lord is willing and able to touch that situation. Amen? And first of all, these disciples, how did they forget that Jesus was in the boat with them? See, sometimes when we have pressure on us in this thing called life, if we're not careful, we can forget that the Lord is right there with us in the middle of our situation. Amen? Amen? These disciples forgot that he was physically there in the boat with them, and he had already received a word from God that they were going to the other side. And so for Jesus, he was able to sleep, not because he didn't care, but because he knew that God is faithful. Amen? And so sometimes we need to make sure that in this thing called life, that we remember that in the middle of our battle, Jesus is not leaving us on a boat by ourselves, but he's in the boat with us. Amen? And he's right there with us in the middle of our battles. And this is so critical for us to remember, because if we don't, sometimes we will forget to use our faith. See, in each of these stories that we read tonight, it's a critical for us to realize that these people used their faith, didn't they? And they reached towards God in the middle of their need. And because they used their faith, guess what? They received an answer. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen? And I want you to know that your faith is powerful enough to move the things out of life that you need to have moved. Amen? And your faith is powerful enough to support the places that God has you going, the visions and the dreams that the Lord gives you. Your faith is enough to support what God has for your life. Amen? And so we need to know that in the middle of storms, you know, I even believe this hurricane that came, I believe that it was already less than what it was supposed to be. Even though it's a big, strong storm, I believe that prayer made a difference already. Amen? And I believe that prayer will make a difference no matter what we're facing in life. And so we need to make sure that we are people that believe that the Lord will calm a storm for us. Sometimes I think it's important for us that live in today's world to make sure that we don't read these stories and think, well, that was back then and not now. Because we have to be people that believe God will do the miraculous for us. Amen? And we've got to be people that believe he will do supernatural things for us. Amen? Because that's what he's about, that he's not the God that just did this now in those times because it was needed. He's a God that will now do it in this time because it's still needed today. Amen? Amen. People still need miracles today. Amen? Amen. And we still need the hand of God every day. We can use his work in our life. Amen? Amen. And so we want to make sure that we're people that understand that God wants to work on our behalf and that he will work on our behalf and that he does the miraculous for us. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I'm thinking that I'm finished for tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put your people before you tonight, God. And Father, we just thank you for the word that came forth, Father. And I pray, God, that we are people that will receive the miraculous of God and will look for the miraculous of God, Father. Lord, I pray that we're people that believe that no matter what's going on, our God is good enough that he will touch our lives and he will bring change to us, amen, and that he will interject in every situation that we face, that he's the God of now, and he's God that changes not. I thank you, Lord, that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and that, Lord, you just have us on your heart, and you're just moving on behalf of your people today, God. And Father, I just thank you that even in this house right now, God, that you're just moving on the behalf of your people, Father. Lord, that you will meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory, Father. Lord, that every need that they have, they're going to put it before you, Father, and you're going to meet it, and you're going to help them, God. And Lord, I just pray your blessing upon people tonight, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, is there anybody that has a prayer request tonight? Oh, okay. Let's do these prayer requests first. Okay, we're going to pray for Candy's mom, who is suffering from some heart problems and a blood clot. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Candy's mother before you, Father. And Lord, right now, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her body right now, Father. Lord, that you would cure these heart issues, Father. And Lord, that you would deal with this blood clot, Father, in the right leg. Father, we pray that these things would be corrected and healed. And we thank you for it in the middle, in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray for Kevin Ulan and his family, Father, as they were in the direct line of the path of the hurricane. And, Father, even though people have not heard from them since yesterday, Father, we pray your protection over their family, Father God, that you would bring them through this. And, God, we just pray for the hurricane in general, Father. Lord, that this storm would become less and less, Father, that this storm would not overtake and that it would not do the damage, the maximum damage that a hurricane could do, Father, but even now that it's being reduced and minimized, Father. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you're just protecting people and keeping them safe, Father God, and allowing people to get out from away from this hurricane, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, is there anybody in here that tonight has anything for me to pray with them about? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Anybody else that needs prayer tonight for anything? Hallelujah, that I can come in agreement with you on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, praise God. I thank you for being here, and I thank you for giving this night to the Lord and for your heart towards Jesus. And I want you to just keep in pursuit of God. And I thank you for being here. And you go and be blessed and have a great evening. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Amen.